Okay, today we're Be'ez Hashem continuing in the second parak of Maseches Maestros, and today we are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So as we're talking about a number of things that are koveya for Maestros, which mean that when you do a number of different things, it makes it that you're not even allowed to eat an achilas arai from the food, meaning it makes it like it's tevel gamur, where you're not even allowed to eat an achilas arai. So one of the things that's koveya for Maestros is mechira, that if food gets sold, so then you're not even allowed to just munch or snack on the food. So these Mishnayos are going to talk about some of the details of what constitutes a mechira, which makes it aser to even snack on the foods. So says the Mishnah, Homer l'chaveiro, heilech iser zeh v'tein li bo chamesh te'enim. That I'm giving you a coin. One guy says to another guy, here, I'm giving you this iser, I'm giving you this coin, and I want you to give me five figs for this coin. And right now, at this point, the figs are still on the tree. So it's not like he has a box of figs or a basket of figs. He's got a tree with figs on it, and he's saying, here's an iser, now give me five figs. So lo yochal ad sheya aser divrei Reb Meir. A Meir holds that the buyer is not allowed to eat, even as a snack, even by just taking one at a time from those figs, because once there is a mechira that happened, even though they didn't have a gemar malacha, there was no processing of the figs, but mechira is koveya for maestros even before there's a gemar malacha, even before as the Baruch Hu points out, to mekach tovel, mekach makes something tevel, just the very fact that it was sold. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ochel achas achas potter, that if you just eat one at a time, meaning you're just snacking on it, then it's potter for maestros. And the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that way is that yes, mechira is koveya for maestros, but that's only when there was a gemar malacha. If it did not yet have a gemar malacha, then mechira will not be koveya. And over here, there was no gemar malacha, so you're still allowed to snack from them. Vimtziriv chayiv. But if you combine two figs and give them to the seller, takes two figs and he gives them to the lokeach, then you have to mafresh maestros from them before you eat them, because two figs, that's already considered like a pile, and that's enough of a gemar malacha. Meaning when you put two figs together, we view that as if there's a gemar malacha on a derabbanon level, even though it's not really a gemar malacha because it's not really a pile, but we view that midrabbanon as if it's a gemar malacha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, so if you have a gemar malacha plus a mechira, now you're not allowed to snack on it anymore. So whereas Rabbi Meir is going to say that even without a gemar malacha, snacking is going to be usher just by virtue of the fact that you had a mechira, Rabbi Yehuda says no, mechira is only going to be impactful if there was a gemar malacha, but the definition of gemar malacha doesn't have to meet our normal criteria and our normal standards for gemar malacha. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll bring you a raya. Maisa beginas v'adam shayseb Yerushalayim. There was once a rose garden in Yerushalayim, v'yuteinim karas mishol shmiyar b'b'isar, and there were figs that grew in that garden that were sold for three or four figs for a single iser, meaning the owner of the garden would pick them and give them one by one to the buyer. He wouldn't let other people just walk through his, probably that's why it mentions that it was a rose garden. He didn't let people just walk through his rose garden. They would have crushed all the roses in the rose garden. So he would go, and then that's what the Baruch Hu says. That's how we know that he's the one that's doing the picking. The seller is the one that's doing the picking. And they never separated chumas and maisos from the figs in that garden, because when even though there's a mechira, the mechira alone is not enough to be koveya, because there was never a gemar malacha. So as long as there's never a gemar malacha, you're allowed to snack from them, and you're allowed to eat them without taking chumas and maisos. So Mishnah Vav now. Ha'omer l'chaveru, heilach iser zeh ba'esar te'enim sha'avur li, that if a guy says to somebody else, here's an iser, and I want 10 figs that I'm going to choose myself from your trees. So borer v'ochel, the buyer could choose figs one by one, eat them and pick them off of the trees without being mafresh any maisos, because he's eating them before there's a gemar malacha. So there is no chiv maisos. Now, you would think this sounds very much like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that mechira is not going to be impactful unless there was already a gemar malacha. But the Achronim point out that over here, even Rabbi Meir would agree that you're allowed to eat them without being mafresh maestros, because over here it's the buyer that's picking the food off the trees. So whereas Rabbi Meir is machmir that mechira is koveya, that's only if the seller is picking the fruit off the trees. But when the buyer is picking the fruit off the trees, Rabbi Meir is going to be mekel that the mechira is not yet koveya for for maestros. Be'eshkel sha'avar li, if he says, I want a cluster of grapes for this isar, and I'm, again, sha'avar li, that I'm going to pick for myself, megargar v'yochel, you can pick one grape at a time from that cluster, as long as it's still on the vine, and you can eat it without being mafresh any maestros from it. Meaning, you want to be able to snack on some of the grapes right now, without having to be mafresh maestros, so don't take the whole cluster off. Just take off one grape at a time. If you take the whole cluster off, or even if you take off a couple of grapes at a time, you're not going to be able to snack on it anymore, because that's considered to be a gemar melacha, at least on the drabanan level, like we had in the previous mishnah. But rimon shavrali, if he says in exchange for a rimon that I'm going to cut for myself, porit fi ochel, you could pick out one seed at a time from a rimon. Rimon is an interesting fruit because normally we view fruits as the fruit itself is viewed as one fruit, and two of the fruits are two. When it comes to rimonim, very often we view the seed, we view a seed of rimon as its own independent fruit. So, a pomegranate seed may have a din of a beria, of an entire entity. So over here also, if you're buying a rimon from the tree, then you have to take one seed off at a time that's still attached to the tree and eat that seed without being mafresh maiso. So you'd have to break open the rimon, you have to cut it open while it's still attached to the tree in order to access those seeds. That's a unique thing about a rimon. Bavatiach sha'avrali, if he says, for a melon that I'm going to choose for myself, here's an isar, so sofes va'ochel, you could cut off a little slice at a time while the melon, again, is still attached to the ground, and you're allowed to eat it without separating maestros. Now, a melon is not like a rimon. A rimon, each seed may be considered a separate fruit. A melon is one fruit, but even though it's one fruit, it's not a fruit you could eat in one sitting. So since, or eat at one shot. So since the way people normally eat melons is by cutting it into small pieces, so we view each piece as if it's a separate thing, and therefore if you have multiple slices and multiple cuts of the melon, that's already considered to be a gemar melacha, it's already considered to be a pile of melons. So that was a case where you just said, here's an isar, I'm going to choose which fruits I want. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about a case where you said, here's an isar, and not I'm going to choose, but I'm going to identify right now as I pay you which fruits I'm interested in, specifically which fruits I'm interested in. If I say, here's the money and I want these 20 figs that are growing on the tree, b'shnei eshkolos elu, these two clusters of grapes, b'shnei rimonim elu, these two pomegranates, b'shnei avatichim elu, these two melons, ochel kedarko potter, then you could eat them in the normal way. You're allowed to pick two or more as many of them as you want, and you're allowed to snack on them, and you don't have to be mafresh maisos, meaning the mechira is not koveya for maisos, does not generate a chiv maisos, because you bought the fruit when it was still attached to the ground, and anything that's still attached to the ground doesn't become koveya la maisos, even when you sell it, meaning in the previous case of the Mishnah, the mechira is only chal once you pick it off of the tree, because you didn't identify it in advance. Over here, you're identifying them in advance, so the mechira is happening while it's still attached to the tree. So a mechira that happens while it's still attached to the tree is not going to be koveya for maestros. And then when you subsequently pick it, there is no koveya for maestros either, because you bought it while it was still attached to the tree. So it's like any owner of a tree that you're allowed to pick the produce off of the tree and you're allowed to snack on it. Meaning, what difference would it make whether you're the guy who bought the produce that was still attached to the tree, or you're the grower himself? Meaning, the grower himself is allowed to pick some fruits off of the tree and eat it. And it's only koveya when you bring it l'toch habayis, when it has a ri'as pnei habayis. So over here also, you are the owner of it because it was you bought it while it was still attached to the tree. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we learned the machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If you give money and you say that I'd like five te'inim from your tree for this money that I'm going to pick, so Rabbi Meir says that mechira is koveya for maestros, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not koveya for maestros unless you have some sort of gemar melacha, at least on a derabanan level, like you put two together at a time. And Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from the situation of the ginas v'radim in Yerushalayim, where there were te'inim that were sold and they never had to be mafresh shumos maestros from it. because it was never kavua for maestros. And then in Mishnah Vav we learned that if someone gives money in order for the buyer himself, and again Mishnah Hay, I don't know if I said that right, in Mishnah Hay was talking about where the seller is going to pull the fruits off of the tree. In Mishnah Vav it's where the buyer himself is going to pull the fruits off of the tree. So we said you could be borer va'ochel as long as you only take one at a time. But if you take more than one at a time, then you can't be borer va'ochel. But if you buy the produce while it's still attached to the tree, then the mechira is not going to be koveya because you bought something that's still attached to the tree. Mechira is only koveya after it's already been detached from the tree. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.